I would like to take a moment to acknowledge God's healing mercies, for the word says that I tell you these things that you might know, not only that I might know that I have eternal life, but that I might know all things that the scriptures declare. The word says, Jesus hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Jesus has already blessed us with healing in heavenly places. There is no need for me to petition God to do what He has already done. Rather, I choose to thank Him for what He has already done. For the Word says that from the days of John the Baptist until now the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The violent, or the passionate, reach into the kingdom of heaven and take their healing forcefully. God does not make me suffer so that someone else can learn something. Quite the contrary. God does heal us so that someone else's faith can increase to that same end. Daniel prayed 2 times. The first time he prayed, he received an answer from the angel Gabriel in about 3 minutes. The second time he prayed, he received an answer from the angel Michael in 21 days. Yet, both times when Daniel prayed, God dispatched an angel at the beginning of his prayer. The second prayer was held up because Satan influenced the king of Persia, and Daniel's blessing was partially dependent on the king of Persia. Daniel 9 and 10. Nevertheless, my answer to a prayer of healing is not dependent on anyone but God and myself. There is no place for Satan to hold up my prayer, unless he uses me to hold up my own prayer. I tell you these things, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The best place to hear the word of God from is my own mouth. Therefore, this amounts to a testimony relative to my own healing, and you just happen to be listening. Prayer. Now, if all hearts and minds are clear, I would like everyone to stand for a closing prayer. As we leave this place, we take with us your word that we have heard, that we may be doers of the word and not hearers only. We are thankful for this opportunity to receive your word from the mouth of your servants. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God, that we might be edified, that you might be glorified, and that an alarm would be sounded. Farther, we pray that as we apply your word to our everyday lives, that our faith might be increased. For what saith the word? Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Then in another place it said, the vibrant prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Farther, we know that as we believe you consider us righteous, and because you consider us righteous, when we pray, our prayers will avail much. Thus we will get results. And as we get results, we believe you for bigger things. That we would not remain baby Christians all the days of our lives, but rather be elevated to mature sons and daughters of you our God. That someday we too might not waver at your promises. For we know that you are not a respecter of person, rather you are a respecter of faith. Farther, we pray that like your servant Abraham, you might see us as one of great faith. Thus, having promised him one child in his old age, you saw fit to bless him with 8. For you said, that we are more than conquerors. We don't just win, but we stand out. Even as you, Jesus, did not just conquer death, but those who were dead, got up out of the grave and walked the earth again, to be seen by many. Thus, making a mockery of death. For Lord, you said that you have pleasure in the prosperity of your servants. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our hearts. May he grant your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. As I lift up mine eyes, and I look up to the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Grace and peace be with you until we meet again. Our confidence in this is that you said that you would never leave nor forsake us. When ye pray, believe that ye receive. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I heard you on the day of salvation. I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day for getting answers to our prayers. In Jesus' name I pray for these and all things. Amen.